In the top line of one of the Beitan Beit, in my quote somewhere, of Lazar, the girl that feels like Yates and Imaikin says it. What does it mean? But Beitan explains, Pasha Chat in the Gemara, what it means is, the girl that feels like Yates and Imaikin says it, but like Fila. That's that person is a Chatis, and he really deserves that everything should go well for him. But he doesn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not the Talmud. That things should go his way. But he, but the Baruch Hu really, if he deserves Baruch Hu, should really give him Nachas, Hatzlochas, Panachas, whatever. But still, if he's misfollowed, he stands a better chance of having his prayers answered than if he's not misfollowed. That's what it means. He's very much Tzilah. The Tzilah, which you might contain him, yet you might contain him without the Tzilah. That's how Tzilah says. Very little Yates and Mason Tavin, but like Tila, Shari Moshe Rabbeinu, or Shal Mapa, he showed the other Mason Tavin, and he deserves that things should go his way, nonetheless, who took the Tila? That's what love is right.
Why not help him?
It helped a little bit, the Gemara said.
Why not?
The Gemara said it didn't help him, that's helped a little bit.
Well, why not?
Oh, that's the Shaila, that's the Shaila. The Samri Shainim say, the Nesidus has an estate from Nachas Yankis, a Jewish state from Finnish. He has a lot of hashkafa there. I remember when I learned in Yeshiva years ago, Rav Gilelis, the Chaim Rafa Uzi, used to quote, he said the Jewish Gilelis used to say all the things from the Nachman Gamelis, and the Jewish say that. Gilelis used to quote. So he, the Mesidus has in one of his drushes, he quotes from some Shem and philosophers in the Middle Ages who said that really if the person deserves, there's no need for tefillah. What does he have to daven for? The Baruch Hu sometimes wants the person to be nichna. He wants the person to be not to be so arrogant. But that's the significance of tefillah. So the Nesidah says that that's not correct. He says it's mevor and Tanakh and the Gemara all over the place that that's not true. That's not only because the Baruch Hu wants him to be mitzvah that he should be nichna, and therefore he deserves it more. Even if you absolutely deserve it, that's halach, you have to do it, like in the offices and in the institutions. You have to fill it out in triplicate form. If you don't fill it out, you don't send it in on time, so you don't get your request granted. What does that mean? Does that mean because by doubting the person improves himself and he becomes a better person? But since he improves himself and maybe he deserves more? Maybe, of course he's going to deserve
more. He's going to be more to a
part of my container.
I call him to
the rest because it becomes more my container.
I call him. She was going to call because I coached 14 flowers.
But that's the Shabbat. So what does that mean? Whereas some philosopher says that the single makes it that the person deserves it more now because he has more mice inside. So then you see the problem, that's not correct. He knows that that's Kimata Pikus. He attacks it so much. He says all of Sukhimatah and all of the Morris are only Kinegat. That's what Taisa seems to learn in Gemara. The girl that's really open to mice inside.
I told him that he's 50 years from
No, that's a different thing. The Gemara says Anigam, when a baby is born, so the Malach is in charge of the baby, determines whether it's going to have green eyes or brown eyes or red hair or dark hair or what complexion and how wealthy, Spashi, Rani, Gibor, Cholosh, or the Tzadik Marosha by Kama. So the Gemara says, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in Yerush HaMayim. There's no Ver Me'ashamayim to whether the person is going to be a Yerush HaMayim. That's what the Navi says. Ha'italeh Chacham HaChachmasa, Ha'italeh Gidah B'Gvur, Ha'italeh Rashi B'Yashu. Why? Kimzot, Ha'italeh 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 Ha'italeh. Why is that? Because Chacham Gidah B'Rashi, that's determined me later. That's not. So what is he going to brag about the fact that he's rich? What is Chacham made him rich? It is made the Me'ashamayim on this people. And these people, before the Heroin and the Hizdah, this baby that's going to be born is going to be rich. Chacham Yidah Rashi, he's going to be rich, he's going to be strong, he's going to be good looking, and so on. So that is nothing for him to brag about. He didn't participate. He didn't do it. It's not with his Egan Ashokas. The zealot is Talal. It's Talal. Doesn't mean he has the right to brag about the fact that he could raise your mind, but it means if a person would be allowed to brag, that's what he would have the right to brag about. Because the Yerusha mind, that's what he worked on. That didn't come automatically. It didn't come Nayelo. So that's what Tashis learned shot. Omar Abloz, if you don't feel it, you're to the 19th. A person who's a great tzaddik and really deserves that things should go his way, nonetheless, if he doesn't daven, if he doesn't, he still has a better chance of having things go his way. They look here, the serious with the nice intention. You have to remind the type of words, how do you know? Shem calls out of the nice intention here, from the Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu was a great sad, he gave on to a lot of Torah, did a lot of mitzvahs. Rafa, Tichering, well, then I read the tefillah, when he prayed for the result, when he davened a lot, so then his prayers were answered. He was answered. He got into the rain partially, you know. Shinemar, Rosh Rabbeinu keeps on davening down. The Bunch comes to all places, Dabra and Laya Baza, Baza, no more davening. Why? Because Bunch on his mash might be going to keep on, Tzivas I'm going to have to give in to you, that Tzivas is going to help. And the Pasuk says that it did help a little bit. The Samach Alei, Alei Rosh Rabbeinu go. So he has to cut his mouth, but then he wants this everywhere. So Rashi goes to the new Gemara, the mother majority, he requested everything, he said, Ebron, the area authority wants to see, so the Bosham said, the area lets you see, Alei Rosh Hashanah Yisroh, and take a look at it. So the Ebron wasn't
requested,
that wasn't
requested, he wanted Ebron over there, he wanted to go with the extra children to see, not to go outside.
Okay. Yeah, but at least he saw Eretz Yisroh, the Medrash explains what. The Rishonim have this. Sfarno has a chumash, an interesting interpretation. What does Moshe Rabbeinu want Ebron know the area? What does that mean? He knew that it's in Malchus Nagat, the Chavos HaFilus Imlonina. He knew that it's time for Yeshua to take over the Malchus. What is he requesting Ebron know the area? He wants to go push it. So what do we want? What is this? What's so bad if he dies? He wants a little longer to do more. This, what exactly did he want? There's one interpretation, right? There's one interpretation. And others insulted based on other midrashim, Rashi quotes from that, he wanted to be mekayim, and this is how he's going. So it's Sigmar, the end of the first parak in Seikha, and Rabbi Dalar and Al, the Rish Sigmar. And then others interpret now that he wanted to push Eretz Yisrael, wanted to give a bracha to Eretz Yisrael. When you give a bracha, that's what the Sfarah has on Arichas in a few places. When you give a bracha, it's if you give a bracha, it's more his carbos, and the bracha is fouled in a stronger fashion, like when Yankee Ravino is the Sfarah, like when Yankee Ravino gave the bracha to the Enoch, to the children of Yosef. So he said, bring them closer to me. He wants to hold them, he wants to touch them, in order that the bracha should be more hot. That's what this one says, the bracha has to be given when the Quran and Duchan has to be given Fadim Keneged Fadim. They have to face each other. If it's going to be Fadim Keneged Achor, there's going to be a weaker bracha. A tefillah is a different thing. I can only talk to a person in China, but a bracha, he says, has to be Yivarech Achor. If I'm misspelled to somebody, he loves me, she's just from here before she went to somebody, that's a tefillah. A bracha is if I'm speaking to another, if I'm speaking to the person, no, I'm speaking to the Rebbeinu Shmuel. I say, you go, that's a chok. So the more the person is, the Mavarek is mature with the Mavarek, so the more the bracha will be helped. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give a bracha to Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted the bracha to be the Shmai Musa. So he wanted everyone to know the Eretz, or else I tell you, he wanted to go over to Eretz Yisrael to give the bracha the car. So the Baruch Hashem said, he's angry at Kali Kroh. The topic is Hashem Hesabah Bi Laman Fem. So what does that mean? It's stronger than Rishonim over. When the Baruch Hashem got angry at me, because of the Yisrael, and that's why he didn't let him go on Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? The Baruch Hashem said, because of the main reason. It's not Laman Fem. So some of the questions say, well, the whole main reason was, well, cool, because of the Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah,
if not for the Bnei Yisrael, it wouldn't have lost the school, but the whole set of the main reason wouldn't have occurred. But the Sana doesn't like that. Shadi says, no, there's two different issues. One was, why was Moshe Rabbeinu punished, and his time ended, that it's time for Yishuv B'nun to take over the Hanhog of the Malchus. So that was the chet of the main reason, I think. But then the Shaila was, but Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go over to give a bracha to Eretz Yisrael because that the bracha should be Mekuyim and Gantim and Shmei Yisrael. So why wasn't his request granted? How come he only gave the bracha to Yisrael? Alel ha ha'gorim, alel yisham, mefa oret, and then he gave the bracha to the resistance because the Rebbeinu was angry at Shmei Yisrael, and he didn't want the whole bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mekuyim. The bracha was, but the Sfarah writes about it also on the pasuk in the beginning of the Zayt HaBracha. It says, Zayt HaBracha, this is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives. So where does the bracha begin? How does the pasuk begin? So the Sfarah says on the sukkim in the Zayt HaBracha, Rabbanu works with the assumption that a bracha has to be goloshim and noichas. You have to give a bracha to the person. If you don't give a goloshim noichas, then it's a tefillah, it's not a bracha. So let's say in the beginning, Hashem is seen avodah zarah to say aloha. That's not part of the bracha, that's hagdolah. That's not a bracha. That's not going. Then the bracha begins. I thought, He doesn't say tichya. Everything, Ulay Yamat Tumecho, the Urecho, the Ishka, the Dechon, speaking to the Shkina. The Banish Alam Tumecho, the Urecho, Ishka, the Dechon, it doesn't say, Ito Hashem is Barak at Urim Lashem, it doesn't speak to him. Because none of this is a Bracha, Haimer, he doesn't say, Amar Tuli Abicha Li Mecho. Everything is Beloshen Ishka, it's not Beloshen Lecha. Yoru Mishpatecho Li Yaisa. What? He says he goes through the whole thing. He claims that there's no bracha. He's trying to claim that by definition there has to be the Russian bracha. So where is there a bracha? So he says the last passage, that's the only bracha. The bracha begins after all the shvatim are all over. He says the bracha begins with pasuk chotei. Everything is just a hagdama, warm up. The bracha begins pasuk chotei. Ours are the nechoshes melech. The bracha in Eretz Yisrael. That the nedila should be secure. Ours are the nechoshes melech. That the lock. And the Medina, there's no locks, there's no gates. But the Medina should be protected and defended, it shouldn't be able to destroy it. And just like it should be secure in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, in the earlier years, so too Dovecho, for years to come, forever and ever, even the later years, the Medina should always be secure. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want that bracha to be included in Bishvei Musa, because the Rebbeinu Shlom had made up his mind earlier that he's going to send the Yidden into Govah. If the whole bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu would have been clear, there would be no problem. Eretz Yisrael would have been secure in the Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to cross over the Yarden to give the bracha ponim connected to Medina to Israel, to Eretz Yisrael, to the Jewish government of Israel. So he said, you know, from a distance, from a distance, from a distance. That's what the Shlom says. This is the Kabbalah of the Pasuk. Gambir Tanaf Hashem Biglalchem. He didn't allow me to come to Eretz Yisrael to give the bracha. Close up, because he didn't want that bracha to be fulfilled completely. This is all based on the assumption we want to mention in the Medrash Tanhum says on the first Isha Vakim is like a husband of the Shechina. That's the Lashon. Eighty Ishik Sheva Kol Shavuti Vitzayim Baila. It's a Gemara Nedor. So the Medrash Tanhum has it on the first part of the Zeta Bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Shechina like the husband of the Shechina. That whatever he says goes. The first one is going to have to listen to his Bracha. So if he would have come close up to give the Bracha to Eretz Yisrael, Panam Keneged Panam Mamish, the Korah, the Rebbeinu Shlom would have had to listen to the Bracha. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't allow him to come so close. He said, give the bracha from a distance, so it'll be in the Kuyim, and the Mikra, the Shon, shouldn't be in the Kuyim, the Shlomo.
What was the point of Hebrews? Not to say that we didn't have a choice, we were going to get sent to Baal Tanya. We always said that we did our various, we didn't have a rain in the Shlomo, we were going out of the country. Hashem already had a decree ahead of time that we had.
No, so we spoke to the effects of the Miraglum. The Miraglum came back on Tishabot, and they were trying to finish the Lord, and I was determined there that there would be a good Mesh HaMikdash on that day. So the good Mesh HaMikdash was besides this, in the Kumish it doesn't say the Kumish, but in the Pasuk in Tehillim, and in Yeheskel it says the Kumish like that. And on the occasion of the return of the Meraglim, when they came back, so the Rebbeinu Shlom swore at that time in the Jerusalem Bar Rosh to scatter the Jewish people into the Golos. Scatter to the Golos means the good Mesh HaMikdash in the Golos. So that's why the Tarkan Tishabot, the day on which the Meraglim came back, that's when it's not that it wasn't the test. And I could do it the test. I could do it. I could actually have that test of the test of the
Meraglim. Yeah.
We don't talk to you for Tarkan Tishabot. Rabbeinu Shalom was Mitzar, but other Hasan, he waited till the Gnei told the other Hasan.
He was?
Yeah.
is that already, did we do the kapar already? Did we take the rival or we can stop
it? So the pashtus is that the dolek is over. So if whoever wants to can live in Eretz Yisrael. So the pashtus is we should talk to all those Eretz Yisrael. Pashtus is we should all those Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that the Kol Machar Shekol Yisrael goes to Shechina Imar. One of the Rav Nefsukim. But whenever the Rav Nefsukim sent him even in the Kol, so he went along with him. So the Mefarshim explained on that Agarata, why did the Shechina go along with him? Because there's a din in the Gemara Makir. Regarding one who goes to Dori Niklos, Tama Shekol, not one of the Rav Nefsukim. You have to send the Rav in to go with also. Because it says that the Retech goes to the Dori Niklos, Vachai Shoma, and he should live there. So what kind of a life is it if the person who is the one who killed the sheikh, he's one who enjoys learning Torah, what kind of a life is it if he doesn't have a Shia Kabu, he doesn't have a Dati Oyu in prison? You have to enjoy giving thanks. Okay, if you have to enjoy the Oyu Miklas, and that's what the Dini is, Magna the Rav Lima. But that's what the Mepharshim say. So you can't see Kabbalah like that. The Rav Lima wanted to send an angel into Golis, so it's not clear like Golis, but still, Golis doesn't mean you suffer so much. So the Shechina had to come with us in order to keep us company. How long is the Shechina there? Let's say we send the Rebbe into our Ari Miklat. How long does the Rebbe have to go to the Ten Gadol Gaz? Once the Ten Gadol Gaz, if the Rebbe says the Shechi can go back home, so the Rebbe, if he wants to stay, the Rebbe is not going to stay long with him. Some of the Shechina is only going to be here with us in the Gadol, as long as we have to stay. You know, ask the Hakam of Samadina, whoever wants, can go there to talk to me. Some of the Shechina is not here anymore. So what are we doing here? We don't have any Shabbat in charge. The Shechina is not here. So it's like after the Rebbe left, so we should all be here. It's a big problem, especially after the last year in Crown Heights. You start to wonder, the Shechina is not going to be here. So what are we doing here? Some are all tumors. The regular tumors can always send them the special tumors. Everything is included. He's not going to be part of some tefillah. The Gemara says still, even one of, I don't know, a good kashrut.
No, the Moshe Rabbeinu needed a meat, and the Rabbi Shimon Yehu needed a meat. He also wasn't followed, and now the Rashi was lying.
So he had Moshe Rabbeinu suggest.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
A part of what?
The
mitzvah is a nice and safe. Yeah, it's also a part of the mitzvah. Yeah, yeah. But it doesn't, the practice with Mara said it doesn't only mean that the person's prayers will be answered because he did another mitzvah. It seems to mean something more than that, that when the Rav Hashem created this world, he created a certain chukim, and one of the rules and regulations is that you have to fill out the request by saying a tefillah. But then that you have to be yourself. Whoever is misfollowed, there's a better chance of having his desires taken care of than if he's not misfollowed, even though he really does deserve it.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. That's it.
You have to fill out the form. In America, we know what it is. You fill out the form.
Yom Rav Lo, the Gemara quotes another member from the same Amar Rav Lo, the Gemara Lo Tainus Yerushim and Atzakam. What does it mean? The Gemara Lo Tainus Yerushim and Atzakam. The Gemara says in the first paragraph that the Ikes Chai that a person gets on a Tainus when he cares, be able to get stuff. The Gemara says, I think I'm going to go up. The Hikir's card that he gets in first thing at time is you give this doctor. And then you should go towards the last one, what do you mean you give the doctor? That amount of money that you paid because you didn't have to pay for breakfast, lunch, and stuff. You didn't pay for food. So watch that. At least that amount you have to give the stuff. That's not more. But at least that amount that you paid. Otherwise, he's making money out of the deal. So what is he... What's of the law? So the Gemara says in the first paragraph that the Hikir's card of a time is not so much from the fasting. of Yahadis and the giving of the Tzedakah. This Gemara seems to say some character. There are times the estimate of Tzedakah, the fasting itself, is greater than the giving of the Tzedakah. My time is at the goof of the Zebra for money.
Yeah, but
still as the it's still a difference that he's faithful to Nathan doesn't help anybody else.
Maybe he gives Tzedakah.
They give Shver of Chuck in here. I don't know. They give very difficult interpretations. Kaddish things with the Memer and the first Paris. Well, the Mazer, well, the Mazer, Shver has there. Anyway, what the Gemara says is that it's a beginning to Paris on it.
I
didn't say it was a little bit of a problem. Yeah. I don't know. The Nefarshim, I didn't find a satisfactory interpretation. How this fits with all the other Gemara. Yom Rav Lodin, that was 2 years when I carbonized. I think that's a person who brings all the carbonized team is still on an important fundraiser. The more of the mitzvahs, these are the two. Tzila and carbonized, we mentioned a few times the Ramban has not come, it's Lifnei Hashem. It says that Kayin, after he killed his brother Hevel, that he says he was petrified and he realized his punishment was going to be in Mikvah Necho Esoter. I will have to hide from the presence of the Shechina. And the Prophet says, that's right. He hit the nail on the head. And the Prophet says, he hit the Kayin of Lifnei Hashem, how to leave the presence of Hashem. What do you mean leave the presence of Hashem? What if Allah is to bury? Where is he going to go? So the Ramban HaKumi says, it doesn't mean leave. What do you mean the presence of Hashem means? The ability to bring korbanos and the ability to daven. When a person brings a carbon, when a person does mitzvah aflat, the Baruch Hashem watches everything that he does. The Baruch Hashem sees everything that a person does. But still, when a person brings a carbon, it means that he's giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the gift. If it's reluctant, so he will accept the gift. The person davens, he's speaking to the Shechina. So these two mitzvahs that Ramban writes in the Chumash and Bereishis, these two mitzvahs have a special, unique characteristic to them, that the person is in a state of Lifnei Hashem. So for these two, which is on a higher madrega with Lifnei Hashem, the davening, the Lifnei Hashem when a person davens, or the Lifnei Hashem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu davens, so that's what Rabbi Lozzi claims, that there's a tefillah yetim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he davens, it's on a higher madrega being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamu li loyt b'cheichem, the Lama Yishai says, nothing is going to help him. The Tarshom is angry, nothing is going to help him. He says, the carbonates, all the carbonates in the world are not going to help, and even the davening is also not going to help. So what do you mean, even the davening is changing up, if the carbonates is not going to help, if the davening is up to it, you see that the davening is a higher madrega, the davening is a higher madrega of Lifnei Hashem. Lama li loyt b'cheichem, b'chsivin, after that, it repeats, it brings from chapeit, and when you raise your hands in prayer to the Baruch Hu, I will not listen to your prayers because there are a bunch of murderers and it's not going to lose. What does it mean if Farizkam Kapech and the Minik Bizman HaTanach was that when someone would daven, they would hold their hands out like this, they would daven to the bench on the Jesus Kapayim. Yes, Shlomo Melech says when he built the Beit HaMikdash, he davened the priest's kapayim. So the Kevegra on Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tashas Ma'achrayim, and he gives the Amar Mof, and we shall find him discussed when the Chacham was misaken that we should daven. So why did they just misaken we should daven the Shmoneh Esrei Ba'Amida with your feet together? Why weren't they misaken we should daven the priest's kapayim? The Chacham said because the Goyim picked it up. So the Goyim started praying the priest's kapayim, so they didn't want that we should daven the same way as the Goyim. And there's only going to be one, and that's perfect.
The question
of the going to the question. Why don't we? Yeah, also. I think Rebbe Kevegi quotes that also. Yeah, in the days of the Tanakh, it was common to daven in a form of kneeling. Yeah, that's how the Christians say. Yeah. So the Chacham did want to introduce it by that, so that's where they claim, right? The only going in his commentary on Yeshaya, on this part, it points out that there are two kinds of priests' kapayim. When they were davening, the priests' kapayim in the days of Tanakh, they hold their hands like this. Because the one who davens is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive. Give me all the cold tools in the world. So you hold your hands out like this. Like an ani who asks the Baal HaBayis, give me an adobe, give me some money, give me some food to eat. They hold their hands like this. And when the Quran is Duchen, they also need priests' kapayim, but they're giving a brother. So they're telling us. So they hold their hands like this, not like this. It's either the Kohanim are giving. So the Pasuk says if a priest comes to pay him when you spread your hands out, in any Shemeya, you bear from Domim Aleihu. So the Gemara has two levels of interpretation. I'll be true to Shalmik where the Pasuk means if a priest comes to pay him when you daven, and you hold your hands like this. You're asking for in the Dabas and the Hashemayim, I'm not going to listen to your tefillah. Not only will I not listen to the Quran, will I not accept the Kabbalah? that I should give you what you want. I won't even accept the tefillos which are high madrigal. And then Rabbi Yochanan has the second comment, "Kum kapech," and then "Shemay" means when it's animal duchen. The whole echad is the other form of speech is kapayim. You see, it's kapayim. So also, "In any shemay, I will not listen to their brachas because the pasuk says, 'Vani avochem.'" And the Gemara says, "Vani avochem means the Gemara says, 'Vani avochem my father's brachu will really give the bracha, not the Quran.'" So when the Quran gives the bracha, they do the ma'isa bracha, but the Rebbeinu is the one who fills out. He's the one who tells us the brachas. So the pasuk says, "Yidechem donim aleihu." It's the Kohanim. It's the Kohen Sharagat HaNefesh. And Duchen does not. That's the second number. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Sharagat HaNefesh, Mi says Kapo Shinem, Yidechem donim aleihu. It's the same pasuk. It's the same pasuk, but the two levels of interpretation, what kind of priest is Kapayim, you're talking about whether this kind of priest is Kapayim is Tfilo, or that kind of priest is Kapayim done by the Kohanim to give the Duchen.
How do we go with this principle that if the Goyim took something more, we shouldn't use it, we should not continue doing it? There is a lot of things like saying that the Karadim was the way Yam. We should wear a Yam, we should wear a hat. Where does it...
Maybe a red, they wear red ones.
Yes,
you shouldn't wear red ones to look like Galos.
You see, a yarmulke is a minik,
so that's a good question. Why don't we change our minik because it has now become chukas adam? Maybe it's only chukas in the galos and not in the minik. But let's get a real mitzvah. The mitzvah is after late film, so there's start of the film. So that's no problem. Why do we continue? We have no prayer. We have no
intention. This is the level. This is a mode of davening. Why all of a sudden is he...
You can daven like this. You can daven like that. Not this place. It's an accepted form. It's a proper form. It was a proper form of davening, but it wasn't mikul. So they went to Chachal and Mishakam. Had a daven, so they chose not to be Mishakam like that.
But
chutz from English, you're not permitted to kneel unless you have a double mastic. So if you have a rug that's not attached to the floor, that's a double mastic, and you have a rug that is attached, so then you go in and say, whatever is mechuber is not mastic.
So the tiles are not
masculine. Let's say we have a wooden building, we have concrete, we have all kinds of stuff. We don't have any stone, but the Goyim say, because you should submit the stone below. Maybe a stone floor below. So not on the stone floor. So the answer is no, but there's no double mastic, because everything that's in between is all mechuber. And the Dabba Amatik has to be a Dabba Talmud. That's why the meaning is, that the Amatik with a Talmud, the Amatik with a Talmud. By the way, it says in the Shulchanot, you should be Amatik by your face. That's why you need. It's not to present your meaning to get into from the last time of the world. You should put the Talmud by your face, the Talmud. That's what it says in the Sakhna, in our Chayim. Commend yourself as not to your face, not to get Yeah, yeah. You know, this is mostly, yeah. I don't know if you need Tishat Yadayim Ragman, you need Hishtachvoya. Hishtachvoya is Tishat Yadayim Ragman. But I don't think Tishat Yadayim Ragman means Mamash Kalei Shmai. I think you can be over the Yisr, I think you remember the Rebbe explained, let's say a person kneels, and his face is in a erect position, and he just leans over. I think that's also, that's called Hishtachvoya. And the pasuk says, Kibbutz when you just kneel and your face is straight. And then when you lean over, I think that is the stuff for you, no?
What species are you talking
about? The Rosh that's Yachim Al-Tayayim. It says the Lakot. Hold on, the Rosh Hashanah is Kurim. And the Shtachavim are Moses and Yachim Al-Tayayim. The Kurim means that they kneeled on the floor. And the Shtachavim means that they leaned over, I think. The Yachim Al-Tayayim, that's another thing. It's something more than Hishtachvoya. Hishtachvoya is Tishadayim Raglan. Hishtachvoya is Tishadayim Raglan. And in Kippur we do something more than Hishtachvoya.
The Rambam holds that Chiyuv to daven
every day is only the Rabban, but if a person does daven, he writes there is a kiyum. Yes, sir. Yeah, but the Ramban says even though there's no obligation when I start to daven every day, but when the person does daven, it certainly is a kiyum. Because the person is, he's not just talking to the wall. The Shekhinah does listen. Let's say there's no kiyum to bring karbanis either, but when he brings the karbanis, the Rabban Shalom accepts the karbanis. Sometimes there is a kiyum to bring the karbanis, sometimes there is a kiyum. But many times the carbon is both in Edna and the Dover, but when the person brings it, the Shekhinah accepts it, the Banshom accepts the carbon. So it's saying by the Shekhinah, you know, according to Ramban, there's no Chiyah the Deen is followed, but when he davens it, the Banshom listens to this speech.
One is
the Shekhinah
in the office,
right
now, what's your name? It's built somebody in the office.
Who did he kill? He killed the Jewish soldier. That's the Shekhinah. That's a shayla. Yeah, let's say his Rav Soloveitchik was very strong about that. He said that Kain Sharagis HaNefesh even applies if he kills an Arab infiltrator, even if he kills the enemy. He's not permitted to do him. Even though he did it for Malka Mitzvah, even though he did a Mitzvah, and he brought a Raya. He brought a Raya from the Pasuk by David HaMelech. That Dovid HaMelech wanted very much to build the Beit HaMikdash, and when he was waging all of the wars, he would be amassing all of the gold and the silver and the nechoshes, all the precious metals, and he would set everything aside, and he would be magdash everything for the Beit HaMikdash. And then, when he had enough to build, he wanted to go ahead, and the Novi told him, no, that you're not committed to it. So the Pasuk says, earlier it doesn't say exactly why. In Sefer Shmuel it doesn't say exactly why. In Sefer Divrei Yamim it says, because Dam Rav Shafakta, because he engaged so many wars, and it's not proper because the Beit HaMikdash is supposed to be a Mokhan Shalom. That's why Losanis, the Avi HaMaseach, Sefer Tanech HaLein Daz, if you have to find out the Lord parallel, the Rashi quotes from the Mechilta that the Mizbeach is for the purpose of being Marat Yom HaShalodim, thus we are Mokhan Shalom, and Barzel is always used for Mokhamah. So it's not proper to use Barzel to make the Avonim for the purpose of the Mizbeach. So that's what the Novi told David HaMelech, that he was involved in so many wars. Well, what he's doing in the wars, he was killing all the PLO. He was killing the Arabs. So the Novi told him that he's not the one to build the Beit HaMikdash. He's going to have a son, he's going to be an Isham, and then he's going to be Shlomo. And he's going to be the one to build the Beit HaMikdash. Abi Moshe, he told that who Abi Nami over here, that the din should be that according to Haragis HaNefesh, even if he killed the Makkah Mitzvah, he killed a murderer, still there's Laita's Kapo. In fact, the Zohar asks Akasha regarding Pinchas. If Pinchas killed Zimri, then he was appointed as a Kohen. By this time, Pinchas had Sharag in Zimri. So the Zohar asked Akasha, how can he function as a Kohen? A Kohen Sharag is on Nefesh. He's not. So that may be the territory. The question was the territory. But the Zohar asked him as a Akasha. So what's exactly the Akasha? He did the Makkah Mitzvah. The follow-up is that Karayim told him that he did the right thing. So why should there be a problem in the first place? It would appear Alfi Pashtos and not Zohar. Two things. It would appear two things. Number one, that Kani Sharagis HaNefesh is not only Leisa's Kapo, shouldn't do him, he shouldn't do HaKrabas HaKarbonis either. That's what Rabbi Kivege tells you over here. On the left hand side of the daf, it says to look and take the Sanhedrin and take the Sinivamis. That's in brackets on the left hand front. Usually the Mamakon is on the side, are not in brackets. There's Masoros HaShas and Ayin Mishpah. And the Torah Or, all the Tziyunim, the cross references in the Shas, and the Mar Mekamis to Tanakh, and the Mar Mekamis to Rambam in the Torah, in the Smag, is usually not in brackets. That's by the author of the Shulta Gibam, that's Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, for the first on the first page. And whatever is in brackets, that's by Rabbi Shai Berlin. So here, Rabbi Kivege adds on the Heorah on Rabbi Shai Berlin's Mar Mekam. So I go to Rabbi Shai Bolin Zatzal, he writes the Chayna Taisa Sivam with Av Zayin, he takes him on this page, that's in bracket. That's what it says on the first page, but that is in bracket, because that is on Rabbi Shai Bolin. So he says in connection with that Taisa Sivam, he should take a look, and the Taisa Yontif. Taisa is there, the Taisa Yontif, they have a discussion. The Mishnah Chorah talks about which Kohanim are possible to do Avoida. And it says a Palmum. A couple of other people, a Palmum is possible to do Avoida. And it doesn't say a Kohen Sharagis HaNefesh cannot do Avodah. It never says it in the Mishnah. The first one who said it right is Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say it's going to get to Avayda, he says it's going to get to Duchanis. So basically, it's in those mistakes, and Yvonne from Sanhedrin has 2 days to get to it. But the contrary, Sanhedrin is only the Gabi Duchanin, or it's even the Gabi Avayda. Not like it's 2 days from Tesis. The Tesis is Gabi, the Akashim. It is exactly the Gemara there, and Yvonne from Sanhedrin discusses the Tosuk in Mishpatim. It says... Yeah. So if somebody murdered somebody else and he runs to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be protected, so the Pasuk says, so the Gemara says, what do you see from that Pasuk that this is bad and so important that it's even better? The Gemara understands that even if he's the only kind in the whole wide world, it's possible to be Makrim Karbonis, and you're going to be Makrim Karbonis Sibur, not just Karbonis Yochid. Even Karbonis Sibur, nothing else. You take him away, and you give him the Mises Bezin, and you ignore the fact that no one is going to be bringing Karbonis Sibur. Some other kind will come along in another couple of years, and they'll bring Karbonis Sibur then. He won't bring any Karbonis now. That's how the Gemara understands. If Jesus is bothered with Akashia, maybe the reason why you give him Mises Bezin, you don't let him do the Karbonis, is because he can't do the Karbonis anyway. Because the Kansharakas are never, the Pasuk doesn't say a kain who is Galash Yishish. It doesn't say a kain who is Mahal Shamish. It says, if he murdered somebody, he lays it. Oh, that's the thing over here of Kansharakas are Nefesh. So just like it's possible to do him, isn't he also possible to be Makro Kavanis? But that's why, it's not because Mises Bezin is so Homer that it even takes precedence over HaKrobis Kolos HaKrobis Kolos even Karbonis Tibush is Manu Kabur. Maybe it's simply because he's responsible for Zorabagi. So Tesis gives one answer. The din is not Emes. A Kohen Shagat HaNev is crushed to be Manu Karbonis. It's only possible for Dukhani. That's Maishno. Yes, the Tesis is because he's Dukhani with his hands. Since the bracha is given with the hand, the murder with the hand, who says he murdered with his hands? Let's say he steps on the hands and he runs somebody over and kills him with his foot. So I'm not going to tell you, I couldn't visualize if you kill somebody with your elbow or with your feet. But some other part of that, I'm not going to tell you, since he's looking with the hand, and he murdered with his hand, so that's why he's either Karbonis or also does with his hand. I don't know, Tesis doesn't explain it. That should be more common. So that's it. The other day in Tesis. The other day, you know, that just like Kanishar and Sanofish is not allowed to do Kanu Adinami, that he's not allowed to be in Karbonis either. So how did the Gemara prove that Isis Bezin is so Chomer that it even takes Kedima over Akrobat Kolak Karbonis Kulam? So Tesis says, but it's not a true like a Balmum. Balmum, even with the evidence going to be in the Karbonis, the Karbonis will be possible. So that's the Barfinus. You wasted your time. But the Kanshargis on that fish is a din lachat. It's a hisa. He's not allowed to duchen on hisa. What if we'll go ahead and he will duchen? They say, you said it's duchen of Akala. There's no kima mitzvah. There is a kima mitzvah. But it's a hisa. He's not allowed to duchen. So he will also, if he will bring the Karbonis, the Karbonis will be kosher. So why don't you say if he's the only kohen in the world who can bring the Karbonis, to bring the Karbonis to Hebrew, so you say, that is the Gemara's Raya. That's, because normally you would say Shasat Chak if he ever done it. So let's treat it like a Shasat Chak. If he's the only kind who can do the Karbonis, I have the Karbonis people offer it. And have him violate this Isha Lachatkin. These are the 2 days in Thursday. So that's what the Thursday is. Yonk is there, and Mishnah's Chorus discusses that. And the end of Chorus, there are details in the Mishnah's about what's a Balmum by a Behemoth. We talk in there. Usually everybody in the issues, when they don't Chorus, they skip that one. The army has no bravery, they have to learn everything. So they learn about the Bali Mumin, which Karbonis are Mumin, what's a Mum Kavua that is possible by Behemah. And then Mishnah discuss what's a Bali Mumin by Kohanim also. And a couple of other schools in my Kohanim, not exactly Bali Mumin. Miscellaneous school, but it doesn't say about the Karbonis on that. So the Tesis brings up this issue with the 2 days in the Tesis. But there, on that Tesis Yonsis, they have in the big Mishnayis, they have the Horus in the back from Rav Yosef Shol Nachmanides. What other Gemara have all kinds of, fascinating Horus on the Mishnayis that you don't have in the back of the Gemara. The Talmidim have learned in the Yeshivas and the Yom, they don't use the big Mishnayis, they're missing out a lot. They have a lot of things in the big Mishnayis don't appear in the Gemara. So there they have the Horus from Rav Yosef Shol Nachmanides. So he says, as a riot from this Zohar, about Pinchas, so that day in Tesis, and Kan Shorik HaNefesh, is indeed possible to be Makkum Kavanis as well, because the Zohar was bothered with the Kashis. If Pinchas was granted Kahuna after he killed Limri, and the Zohar, how can it be Zohar, Kan Shorik HaNefesh? And the Zohar doesn't ask how could he do it. The Zohar asks how could he bring for bonus, and you see that that day in Tosfos is correct, that he's not allowed to do avodah either. The Tosfos is another. The question is, what was the answer? That's the question, what was the answer? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said years ago. He thought that a Kohen in the Israeli army who killed an Arab, the Makkah Mitzvah, he killed the enemy, the Makkah Mitzvah, is not permitted to do it. Rav Avadi Yosei, we came to the Tshuva around 30 years ago, where he said he heard that there were those who said like that, and then he disagrees. He says it can't be, is it a mitzvah? How can it be? It's absolutely nothing wrong. Of course, it can do it, is it a mitzvah? Then he says, all right, what do you do with the Zohar?
Yeah.
What do you do with the Zohar? Yeah, David HaMelech, no, this is like a Samigdor, yeah, David HaMelech, it doesn't say the Seder. He said, no, Adinian, he begins to bring him with Adinian. What do you do with the Zohar? So he, in the footnote on the bottom, in the text, he deals with David HaMelech, he says, that's, no, two separate things. There is admonished the Seder, so that he does in the footnote. So he says, you can dig with the Zohar, so something, he did some kind of a tree. It doesn't really explain what he's going to do with it. The Zohar cannot get the Irish like that. Okay, that may be the answer. But the Chari see from the Kasha that a Kohen charges on that fish, he says, Kapha, he may did it for Mocha Mitzvah. In Shulchan Aruch, yeah, in Hilchos Kafan. In Shulchan Aruch it says like that.
Shem for
So they decided what shot to have a coin in the army. They never drafted any Kohanim in the army. That's what they said. So the chief rabbi, the one who was then the chief rabbi of England, wrote a shot that you may draft the Kohanim. But as the Talmud master, Rav Shlomo Lazuma, as in his case of Binyan Shlomo, Shal Shul, Binyan Shlomo, Chayot HaRachayim, he wrote in his paper, we don't discuss this. You cannot draft Kohanim in the army because they're not allowed to give you the coin. Shlomo Lazuma was the son. He and his brother, they were both Dayan, Rabbi Salazoma was the older brother, he was a super genius, Shlomo was on son genius. So he writes in his paper, Shlomo writes in the Jewish Shlomo that a Kohen would not be drafted in the army, and therefore, just like women, the Chinuch says that women are not Mukhiyyat in Parshas Zohar, because only those who are Mukhiyyat to go to war are Mukhiyyat to read Parshas Zohar. This Minchas Chinuch disagrees, while that even women are also Mukhiyyat in Parshas Zohar. But all the Rishonim who discuss this, they all say the same as you say something like that. Women who are not drafted in the army are passed from Parshas Zohar. The Shlomo Zalman says, who are the Nami Kohanim? Are passed from Parshas Zohar. So therefore it's up to the Bakhtari having to be a Kohen. So when you claim that Parshas, you can't be right to the other. Because many of them are going to make this a Rabbi Yechavotim. So that's what he wrote in his case. And he showed it to his older brother, the Shlomo Zalman. He showed the whole paper before I printed it. So the older brother said he's going to tell him and we've told him it's been done too wrong and he should leave it out. So he left it out. But he left in the Maseiach, in the table of contents, he left what he had originally written to Kitzur and then his brother said it was all wrong. So it's the whole Arichus you don't have. Usually he writes Arichus. So you just have in the table of contents for the Binyan Shlomo that he had such an eye from. In my statement, the Gemara said, see, I brought a right from the Gemara in Kiddushin. I'll be cautious that they did draft Kohanim into the army because the Gemara talks about whether a Kohen is Mutter be Yipastaya. If you have a soldier who's a Kohen, is he Mutter be Yipastaya now? Because when you have a Yid who's a soldier in the army, is a Albatar, is a Machir, is a Shikse. So it's a special Chiddush Atar, the Torah is not the Yipastaya. But if you have a Kohen, even if he's a Yerit, even if he becomes a Yerit, he's not the Yipastaya. But you might have a Shaila. You say, well, once you have a heter for Israel, it's not the one issue, it's not the two Yisurim, or not, a pilpul in the Gemara, a whole discussion on Daphne Zion. So you see for the Gemara, right, the women may have done it. So the Gemara has a discussion what to do. So you see that they work on in the army. If you're Shlomo Lazuma are right, so what are they going to discuss, what's going on? He's just from the news reporters. He's taking movies, he's not one of the soldiers. They're all happy if I serve, only on the soldiers.
That might be a magic.
To tell all the people to be out there, man,
yeah, that's before they go to fight. What are the details? These are important din. What are the details of this din? The ground of the original din and the original pasuk. The Toshit, the Pshat, and the Toshit goes by Horeg the Maiden. Doesn't that hurt the Shege? So there would be room to say that one who kills the Shege should be Toshit to do the Shulchan Aruch right now. So, in the Chabad, it's in the Kuf Chalchet, and it goes to the Dinim, there's only one Sim in it. Oh, this is the first time. All the Dinim are Zuchanim. There's one Sim in the beginning of the second Shevet in the Mishnah Berurah. It's in the Kuf Chalchet. Close to the year. It's in the Kuf Chalchet. So the Mechaber writes the same, which is showing that even the Shekeg is also possible for Duchen. So let's say Rachman on the plan, a coin is driving an automobile, and he gets into an accident, and he runs somebody over, or he's over, so he cannot do it. That's what he says in the Shulchan Aruch, he cannot do it, but the Seir is in. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham La'aloha, it depends. The Gemara says, usually a person is in an accident, he doesn't get killed right away. Usually they take to the hospital and then they try to do something about it and then they're not successful, so they go. So the Gemara has to do that a horeg b'shogeg, if the person doesn't die immediately, then he won't go to the Ohel Miklat. Because what does the Gemara say?
Yeah,
that's the person who comes, but the Gemara has, it's a Gemara that the Rambam forgot where the Gemara was. Someone sent a letter, that's the same thing. Someone sent a letter to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't have any Maamu Kaimis. But someone sent a letter to the Rambam, he puts this in that if I kill somebody the shirt day, and he doesn't die immediately, I'm a stop. It takes him a while to die, so he doesn't have to go to the other mitzvah. The Rambam never says that. So here's the Rambam, where is it? So the Rambam writes in the letter, he took out right away, not Marcus, he thought it's an Elohim, how I told it. He looked at it in science, he said, well, that's in Sanhedrin. And that's when I did him up right there. I'm Zion, I have to look there, it's not there. And thinking of things, then he realized it's a Gemara in Misha Ochzor, to the end of Gittin. And the Lord talks about, is he alive, is he dead, can he give a feeling about it, how he gets. And then the Gemara discusses, is he alive, is he dead, can he get the Ritzicha a little bit, and then he get the Gola. So it's a Gemara over there. And the Rambam writes in the letter that he realized that he made a mistake by not writing the Maamu Kaimis for his Chibur, because he himself forgot what the Maamu Kaimis was. It was stuck in the din. This is the din that he forgot where the Maan was. So the Gemara has such a din that if a horeg b'shkov and he doesn't die immediately, the murderer does not go to the Ohel Miklat, Hashin Hashem HaRuch, Til Golosai, Yikira Ves Nisosai. Shema Pirkes. The Gemara has two considerations. One is, Shema Pirkes, maybe the horeg started to bend over and he hastened his own death. I wasn't the only murderer. I ran him over, but I wasn't fully right. I wasn't fully responsible for his death. He had two deaths. I think the fact is by leaning over a little bit. Or the Gemara says, Shema Haruch Dil Talos, and maybe the wind was blowing and it choked him and it also hastened his death a little bit. But the Rambam quotes by Lachan and Askana, the only time one is Harim Bishgoga with Goza or Iniklot, is if he dies instantly, or even if he dies later, but provided that there's absolutely no wind blowing whatsoever, it's inside a building with no windows, and you thought that he wasn't a fire, because he wasn't jumping around. So the Magen Avraham quotes this, when he gets to this, it's like I didn't go with it. Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes it La'alocha, that if I ran somebody over, b'shegeg, I'm a kain, I'm not allowed to do it, and the Harik B'shegeg is not allowed to do it, and it's only if he died instantly, but if he died, if he stayed alive for a while and died later, Hashim Hashem HaRuch Dil Balazai, or Hashem HaPirth is the cure of his Misazai, and then he made Dukhan. Then he drowned his Sikha. You see the Magen Avraham, in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Magen Avraham, he's quoting a cloud that the only time a Horeg B'shgoga is possible to do him is if it's such a Horeg B'shgoga that he would be Goyla. And the Tami would have to go through the Mishnah and Makkos. That's it. I hit someone else, he's someone else. So the Mishnah and Makkos would say that there's no Golos in such a case. The Mishnah and Makkos at Tanaim is actually when you have Golos. So that case, there wouldn't be any Golos. So an interesting moment, I thought, why should that be so? How does he know this? That a Haredish Gogga is only Tosso Seduchin in such an instance that he would have been Goyla. Why should that be so different? There is a Tosso Seduchin. What does it have to do? He seems to have understood that the reason why you're not Goyla is because by definition you're not called a Rater. But the fear that if I shoot someone to make this, the Mazin is amazing. I'm a murderer. Even if he's Messiah, even if the wind is blowing, that's all Maturus to me. I did it. But if I killed the Meshege, and there was Turkos, or there was a real Philbalosos, I'm not defined as a murderer. I'm not called a Ritzia. That's why I'm not Golden. I'm not Blasek Beres HaKos of the Alma. That is no Golden. I think he's right in a few places. Derek Beres HaKos of the Alma. Doesn't mean that he's not a Ritzia. Right, so the Matrix assumed here, the Morgan Avram is making one comparison. He says, if by definition you're not called the Rotea, if you're not called the Rotea, he seems to have understood the Shnidu Pashas like this. He seems to have understood that if you have Haruach Dil Velotzoi, or you have Tirkus, if you hear this Mrs. Asnoy, so by definition, you're not called a Ratzea. If you killed the maze, so that's a Ratzea. No, he did a Mitzvah. He did a Mitzvah. Right. The Rav Soloveitchik thinks he's still a Ratzea. Even though he did it in the Rav Soloveitchik, so he's still a Ratzea. No. Because he wouldn't go into Golos, you don't have the Einish. There's no Einish if you kill a Nafi.
That's
going to
be
So it doesn't necessarily follow based on the rule of the Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram is not possible. Not necessarily. You could say that that's the Einish. The Einish of God is only if he kills the Yisrael, if he kills the Nafi. That doesn't necessarily mean there's no Yisrael in Tzitzit. That's a Shaila. As I mentioned last week, on Friday morning, that Rav Shlomo Zalman has part of his talk on the brain death issue has to do with the new Shabtai Frankel Rambam, and the first line has to say that in all the standard editions of the Rambam, he sends it to change the text in the Rambam as to the definition of Ratea. But the Rambam writes the way we have it, the printed text that we have, the Rambam says, Kol HaHorig Ben Adam. Kill any human being is an Yitzhar of Leif Yitzhar. But when you read that right, the line in the Rambam, even with that knowing that there's a different text in the manuscript, it doesn't sound like a normally constructed Hebrew sentence. The first line in the Rambam was just there. Kol HaHorig Ben Adam, or something like that. The Rav Shlomo Zalman said that the correct reading is the way it says in the Frank around the Kolarik Nefesh in Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
He said that there's no Yisrael left to Yisrael. There's an Yisrael, but it's not an Yisrael left to Yisrael. The reason why you're not trying Yisrael is because it's a different Yisrael, it's not an Yisrael left to Yisrael. There it is, but that's what he said. That's what it says in the Holy manuscript. And it was only changed because of the census. So this is the way they explain this to the brother. The Prima Godem on this thing about a hurry. Kain Shogat HaNesh, he says, Kapov to the Prima Godem, quotes from the Prisha. That it only applies to Taharab Yisrael, Taharab Ben Noachman. We don't have that Prisha. They took that Prisha. They took out the Prisha because of the census. But they didn't realize that people were going to know the Prisha is there from the Prima Godem. Finally, they were afraid that more people read the Prisha. Apparently, there were more people looking in the Torah than looking in the Prima Godem. So they took out the Prishit, so it doesn't exist anymore, but the Prima Godem quote, that in the Prishit says, a Harig Nachmi, the din doesn't apply yet. So that's in Gansu, where Rav Soloveitchik said it in Gansu, or what's that?
That's a special exception to the law. Normally you don't go around doing the Shabbos. But the one who kills another, he's going to need to see itself or is it some other. It's clear that there's no Enish Misa, but it doesn't mean that it's not an Isa by itself. Usually right, it's an Isa by itself, but it doesn't have that Enish. That's a different
one. It's not an Isa by itself.
If it's a penny, you would be.
I'll be fine. I don't remember what it was.
And it's a chilashem, the kama the kama, it's a rabat the kama the kama, so the shayim is what it is, and it's a lot of things. So the pinu gal, the tzitz aliyah is a form of the shayim, that we don't even have to appreciate it, but the pinu gal close it. So the, so they seem to hold, like a shlomo zalman have this, this rambam, this
pinu gal. The Islam of the name Allah, still, is even in two origins,
correct? Yeah, yeah.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what I'm telling you for. He said that they wouldn't, those who did the mitzvahs, those who were doing the mitzvahs would be possible about Heda, and Rabbi Avadi actually said they wouldn't. Yeah, that was a shot.
You know
what
they did
when
they
know?
The good Shiva Shor.
Did they do? Huh?
Well, the
good Shiva Shor. Yeah. Don't know. See, what you're saying is another thing. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, also in the Nation, can't grant in the Shulchan Aruch another place. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham and the others, what if someone has a gun to my head and they threaten me I should kill someone else, and if not, they're going to kill me? So I'm forbidden to do this. Yehoi Kwa Yav, you're not allowed to. What if I didn't observe that din of Yehoi Kwa Yav, and I shot the Yid? In order to say Allah. The Einish, I'm not the Chayim. That's how the Rambam says. I don't get the Einish. I don't get the Einish Misa. But the Shagun is that called Kayim Shari Sanefesh, where he says Kapel Ganar. So the Achrenim all say that since he killed the Einish, so he's kosher to do so. So that is a Tera. And if he kills the Shagun, if he kills the Shagun, if he kills the Shagun, the Tatsu, he kills the Mazid, but he's not at Misa. So that makes it better. That's what it's going to steal. That's what it is.
And if
we don't
hold
him
like that.
Yes, okay. So that's what he tells us. The soldiers are fighting himself alive. They're not fighting to conquer. Yeah. So that's like Bainus. So according to what that Bainus said, that whenever the person feels Bainus, he's kosher to do it. But that should cover all of these Israeli soldiers. They're very schwer to deal with. They seem to be contradictory shittas. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What if you have a kosher argus on Netflix and then he was claiming to betray? He murdered someone, he murdered a few people. And then he's claiming to betray and becomes a tzaddik gomer, he's never going to murder anybody else later on. So does tshuva help or not? Does tshuva help that he should be able to do? So that's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. And then he talks to my machlokes and answer. I'm more than I'm more than
I'm
not going to come home. Let's not say
God. No, you won't say
I don't know, let's say this man is dead. I won't talk to that.
Beg for pardon when you find a little dog.
Even after he went to the Bar Mikvah and after the Kangar that has the whole top part of it, still, he's still a kosher argus on Nefesh. Would he be kosher to do him or not? So the Shulchan Aruch has a machlok to Mechabit Rambo. The Mechabit says, even Arthur Tshuva does not help. Even Arta Tshuva. And the Rambam says no, Arta Tshuva does help. So Arta Tshuva helps. So before, what does it mean? That the only Kodesh Arvus HaNefesh is possible for the Tzedukhin is one who did the Mazid. So how does the Mechaber talk to the Shem?
Why is he being worried than
Arta Tshuva? No, isn't that a theory? One is the Mechaber, one is the Rambam. And somehow no one points to it. It's a theory. Well, that's not a theory. That's not a theory. Mechaber writes Kodesh Arvus HaNefesh to Shoygei. Is that because you said kapo? So the Mechaber, she talks to next time, the Mechaber writes, even if part of the maze is, well, the tshuva doesn't help. Or the tshuva is the same as the shaykh. But the Rambam says, well, the tshuva does help.
But
why doesn't this agree by Harim the shaykh? He has to do tshuva. If he kills the shaykh, he has to do tshuva. What? How he has to do tshuva, but still, he's not
a murderer.
I don't know, it's very unclear, the whole thing.
The scenario would be if it's going to the doctor and he wants to sit on the bus and he kills him, the doctor so friends are healing.
Right, that's like the shaking. That's like the shaking. Well, let's say I'm loyal. Let's say I'm loyal and he did a poor job and he killed the baby. So then the Shulchan Aruch says that Harik B'Shoigig is possible to do it.
And that's not the tshuva. The Rambam says the part of the tshuva is what are you going to do the tshuva about? He killed the shogeg. What are you going to do the tshuva about? Well, be more careful. That's the whole tshuva. The next time he'll be more careful. He really didn't do an avir of amazement that it should be. You have to do tshuva for avir of shogeg also.
Because he was mixed on shtickle.
But the thing about somebody who...
What did he say? What?
Yes.
I don't think it should make a difference. The Pashto says that it's a Shveret Tishta. That's because it starts off in Golos. Why does he mean that it's not a holy? It's still a holy Sandash. And apparently the Magen Avraham understood that the reason why Tirkei, so the reason why Ruchel Golos is starts off from Marim Mitzvah is because we don't label him as a holy. He's not called the Mitzvah. He's not the murderer. He's a Tishta like that. He's just a Tishta from Shabbos like that. The Shem HaRuch Dil Balassoy, Tyson says I'm going to get to the Mesilas Rishon on Shabbos. I don't know, I'm going to get to Ari Mikro, Tyson says there's no tag, no fishes. So the fish are alive, I pull the fish out from the water, then they die. So Tyson says if I pull the fish out from the water, and the fish starts to jump around, then it's Tirkei, when it's here that Misasoy, so Tyson says I'm not trying to shoot the fish in the Shema because it's Tirkei. Well, staircase, that's the din that you're not high COVID. What does it have to do here?
You
throw it back at a certain stage, so then it would be still up. But if you wait long enough, you take the gizot fish out from the refrigerator and put it in, it's not going to help enough. Too late. So if you wait till it's too late, then it's the mentilus of shama. The patient says no, but if the fish is jumping around in the staircase, then you're not high. So that friend said the patient got it from COVID. That is because he understood that it's that idea, that a staircase, the key to the Mesasa, you're not quite going with it because you're not considered, you're not considered, it's not like there's supposed to be Alma, and you're not quite going with it, you're not called the Horace, that's not the Magen Avraham understood, he doesn't call that, that's the same thing to Shabbos. No, the din is that a live animal is not recovered to him until it's dead. The fish are not recovered to him until the Gemara says in Shabbos, you took it out of the water, and you kept it out so long that if you were to throw it back in the water, it would not be able to live. So at that point, it's considered dead. And then it's recovered to him. Before that, it's not recovered to him. That's the point. The live animal is not recovered to him. It's still considered alive.
The details of Shulchan Aruch are very shver. Let's see. The Yom Rav Lazar, the Gemara quotes all the members of Rav Lazar. Yom Shulchan Aruch Beis Hamikdash Ninah Lushari Tzila. The Beis Hamikdash is not only the Mokam HaKrovos HaKavon, it's also the Beis HaBeis Tzili Yitzor HaLachal HaAmin. So once that office is destroyed, Ekla Shavei Asar Tam Tzila Tzila. That's why the meaning is, there are more quotes of meaning than I issue about after you read Echo, you leave out this kabel to demonstrate that Yom Shavar Beis Hamikdash, the tzivos are not in this kabel to the same extent that they were before. The tzivos are in this kabel, but not to the same extent. Sosom tzivos, the tzivos are blocked off. The Avot Yishar tzivos Ninalu, even our regular tzivos is much more difficult than it should be accepted today. But Yishar tzivos Ninalu, the first one who cries in the middle of the tzivos, so that elevates it to a higher level of tzivos. So there, it's the same as it used to be. With Mancha Beis Hamikdash Kol Ha'Oyikam Shenemar. So Shmere Raya from the Pasuk Yashar, the Rashi and Tyson Zote Raya, Shuna Tzilas Hashem Shabbat Yazina, El Dimasi Al Techor. The Pasuk clearly speaks about Tzilas without the Moiz, and Tzilas with the Moiz. But where do you see this whole word, that Afilu Lumach Achud and Beis Hamikdash, the Tzilas with the Dimo is not affected. So Rashi and Tyson have Rashi and the other Mesuch, it's a whole discussion. How do you know? Okay. What the Gemara means to say is obvious, that if a person is misfollowed with such instructions that he must come, that he starts crying in the middle, that he takes from his phylus and phila, he starts to cry, that's a higher level of phila. Even his manche mitamidish kayam, the phila will stand the same chance of being answered as his manamidish. Rabba the brother can answer the yom of the evil. Rabba would never... I don't think it means there's nothing to worry about. What are you all dominating for? It means there's less chance that it should be in this couple. Yes. The Sunday can go under the door. The real box is closed. Under the door. Yes.
We have to for this war of the...
What chance?
What chance
of the... The Sunday they need it. The Sunday means that the Sunday has more to do. Embarrassingly, if you don't take this Kabbalah on Tisha B'Av, you don't do take this Kabbalah. It means that it's still a stand a less of a chance of being Kabbalah with Marvin.
Still, is there any issue?
The days are over. There's such a meaning in Germany here that they didn't say this couple. The days are over because on Tisha B'Av the Rambam says meaning you don't say this couple, and all of the laws of Tisha B'Av are added after the laws of Shiva. The Rambam says call our name Ozo, call our name Bob, name the Tisha B'Av. That's the price and the land of Argentina. The Rebbe Kivega writes in his children that he, Kivega was also from Germany. And he writes that it's incorrect. Kivega says that the meaning is incorrect. He says that the days of all of those. And the Tisha B'Av, he says that Tisha B'Av, you don't take the scabble because it is Gemara. So some tzilos, but he says the days of all of
those.
Right.
It's the tzilos and the model or not.
Exactly, that's why Rebbe Kivega doesn't like all of those Mechavis. He says that all of he feels that that's the meaning is incorrect. He says they made a deal here between the Ramah by Tisha B'Av and Abba because of the Gemara. The last half in time is called our night Abba, night of Tisha B'Av. He says that's when he gets to the other deal, Mechitza, Sicha, Mirvah, Sassan, Al Tashan, Anita, all the other deal. But it doesn't even get that the Skabba had to do Chud Mechavik, which is not a meaning of Abba. There's no Gemara that says that when a person is in the state of Avelis, he stands less of a chance of having a Tzivos in the Kabbalah. The Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbi says that the Rabbi's practice was, when there was DNA stone, he would want it to be Goyz and Tainus. He would be Goyz and Tainus, it would be raining fine, it would be, sun would be shining fine, but it would be a cloudy day and it would not be raining, then he would not be Goyz and Tainus because the clouds that don't is it raining? So it's a simon brachah min hashamayim. So it's a simon that min hashamayim, they like the people. But if there are clouds and it's not raining, they don't have the simon brachah. So the clouds represent a simon as if there's a mechitza mafsik between the people on the earth and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens above. Based on the thought of Mishum Shenema, HaKos V'Ona Lach, Me'avor Tefilah, you have put a cloud to separate between you and the heaven above and the people on the earth, and the tefillahs are not going to go through to heaven. Listen to the weather report. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see that day before. It's a good question. I guess the weather changes all the time. Maybe in the Middle East it's not. I don't know.
No, but on a tibet you also have to be going to Birmingham before.
Khanasibe,
or there's only
a Khanasibe? Khanasibe doesn't have to be. I mean, basically, it goes on that day in the morning. It can be goes in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You have to have Kabbalah, Mabol, Yom, and Mincha. Khanasibe, they can be goes there that day. Some of them can. Before breakfast, before they eat their breakfast. Okay. The Yom, since we're talking about the Mechitza, Mafsik Zayin, Rama Ablaz, another man, Yom Shachar Beit Amigdash, Nitzuka Chaymas Barzah Bein Yisrael Avim Shabbat Shemayim. It's as if there is a Dova HaMafsik between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar, the Nabi Yecheskel is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yatsho Ben Adom, Kach Lachom Machavaz Marzol, Ben Asato Yitzhak Kir Barzol, the iron curtain. Kir Barzol Ben Cho, Ben Hu Ir, between Yerushalayim and the Navi to represent the Elo, that there is an iron curtain separating between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael.
Just
That's one Gemara. That's what we're talking about. The end of
Sukkot.
I forgot already. So what do you do with this Gemara? So the Mefarshim say that it's man amigdash, hakem mechitza shabbat, leidem atzeken tegen shal avim shabbat. This Gemara goes after the Churban on Bais, Yecheskel HaNavi. But after the Churban, so he says this mechitza amatzeken is representative of the state after Churban HaBayis. That's how I think the Mashal says like that. The Nevuah of Yecheskel goes after the Churban HaBayis. Others point out
Other Achronim point out that even after the Churban HaBayit also depends on the get to what? And again, the answer in Kaddish Kedushim also means like this. It says, if there are five people in this room, five people in the other room, and there's a wall, not to be between the Kachanat and the Tzurim, so it's not a Mechit for Shabbat. It is just a wooden wall. And even if the door is open, like a lot of times in the base level, people, so you don't have 10 people in one room. Sometimes you have 8 people in one room, 2 people in the other room. So a lot of Achronim hold it. Only Goyim and the Mishnah Berurah is talking about that. A lot of Achronim hold that they're not Mitzvahs to Aminim. The Bench and the Zunim, yeah, that's Mishnah is in Gemara later in Brothers. Bench and the Zunim, right? Mail or Taylor, even from 2 different rooms. So to be Mitzvahs to Davin, Tzibur and Tzibur, a lot of Achronim hold that they're Mishnah. Topic in the Shulchan Aruch, not hold that it's not mitzvah. So what is the Moshe mean? I feel the mitzvah shabbat. I think about taking things to the Yiddish Bashan to face the Tzeis HaKashet. That's the stuff in place in other places to face the Tzeis. It means like this, if you have a minyan in shul, and they're davening, and I'm in the street, and I hear them say Kaddish Kedush and Barbel, I can answer, I happen to say Kaddish Kedush and Barbel on a minyan, and I'm here in the street, and next door, I'm in the other room, there's a minion, so the answer is no, since there's a minion here, they have a right to say Kaddish Kedush and Barbel, I feel the Mechitza Shabbat, and I'm scared that I can answer, I can participate. But some Achronim say that even after the Churban HaBayit, sometimes you say Mechitza Shabbat, you lose Mashkut, sometimes not, it depends what. Are Kohen Shalom asking Bakoshes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bakoshes, or are they giving Shiruch? If they're asking Bakoshes, that's what Igmar said before. Yom Shechar Beit HaMikdash, Nina Vishar Tzivah. In fact, the gates are closed, and there's no way to get, it's harder to get the Tzivah through. So that's this Mechitza Shabbat, that's Mashkut. But as far as answering Kaddish Kedush and Baruch HaShabbat, so that's even Lachar HaKurban, that's the same as it was before. So some Tzilos, he goes on Bakashas, when we request things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's a Mechitza HaMasek, so when he says Shabbat, that's the same today as it was with Manabayis. Amar HaKadosh Amar HaKadosh Kol Amar, the Tzilos that the person Davin Zaris, the same Tzilos of Hazeres Reikam. We learned all the Gemara before, the previous summer, and that's one of the that's one of the Gemara says that it's a Zachshitas. A person shouldn't think that it's a Luzavata if he's done so long and he keeps on requesting many times the same thing. The Gemara says, I'll be saying the better chance of having it to list answers. And sometimes it was Nibzam and Hashem Ayin, if you'll dive in 5,000 at one time, your feelings will be answered, 5,000 times won't be answered. So try again, continue to be misfollowed some more. Please hold on to Moshe Rabbeinu.
This
is
just a member. This memo that he says.
Means Rav Lozner says that Bizman Shein Bet Mikdash Kayam, everything is not Yishkaf Gibor. But this is both Bizman HaMikdash and Shalom HaMikdash.
Is this repeat or
as I think it needs to repeat the same feel. It's nice to say slowly up. But I thought now it means to say a long drasha. Now it says to say, if I don't give me finance, I just don't give you a ring. You're not in the repeat. If you give an Arika, I need finances, and I want to marry up my children, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and I'm going to use it for this, and I don't like it.
There's no surprise, in the Board of Millennium, a much longer
than the room is not yet. That's not a good thing also, okay. That's the Bracha Parnassah, right, that's the Bracha Parnassah. The Board of Millennium is the Bracha Parnassah, okay. And I can answer. I think it means to give more barichas. We know that in Moshe Rabbeinu, she remember, was Pahal HaShem, and he was Mustafa HaSipas Vayishma HaShem Eilai, Gam HaPaham HaHi. So the Mashmois is that he davened a few times. I think that's the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, Mahesh, he repeats the Tzila several times. Beg Gemara Kasha, Eini, you tell me that if you repeat the Tzila, you marry the Tzila, it's Amalia, it's Amayla, it's Madrega, it's better. Beg the Gemara, Eini, isn't the Echisarain, Vam Rav Chiv HaRab, Vam Rav Yech, Rav Yech and Gizok, Amar, the Tzilos, the Mayim, Vosok, Boladei, Kevlei. If a person davenes Barichas, he says, repeat the Tzila many times, what will happen in the end is it'll just be aggravated, it'll just be,
If it won't be fulfilled.
So the Gemara is sort of recommending that you should not be Marach the Tzila. Let's say the Kitzel, so in case it won't work out the way you requested, he won't be so heartbroken, right? Shenema pechelus b'mashocha machla leif, which the person is banking on it for a long time, so this will cause him heartache. Maita Kante, what should he do if he davened a lot and his prayers were not answered? What should he do if his prayers should be answered? Yasi Pater. Let him learn a little bit, and that will be as good as if his prayers should be answered. Shenema. Eitzchayim ta'ababu. What does it mean? Ve'ein eitzchayim ha'matar shenema eitzchayim ha'mat v'ikim bo. The eighth time is the first of one Taira. Ta'ababu. Ta'ababu means his request. The Maharsha has done that the Pasuk says in Mishlei,
that the tefillos are not accepted because they don't learn Torah. Forgot the Gemara. Okay, but the Beis Yosef told me. Remember, in all the shuls they have the Dam Nicha Mad, then they learn the Nicha Mad. So after the Palabatim don't go to the Shir between the shuls, whatever, it's not Hashemah. But the Rabbanim always say, Meis Erozim Mishmah Torah Gam Tfilos Et Eifah. If you want the Tfilos to be Mitzkabo, so you have to listen to the Shir. So that's what the Marshosh tells to that prophet. That the Gemara says, my Takante is dominating and his Tfilos are not Mitzkabo. What should he do? He should listen to the Shir between the Nicha Mad. She has it that better, because the prophet says it's Eirish. The Tfilos stand a better chance of being Mitzkabo, that will be Eitim with her. Eich Chaim, Vava Bo. So this is the Gemara's Kashi.
Should you make a Takante a Shir between the Nicha Mad?
The Mogen Avram says that the first Mogen Avram in Arachayim, the very first Mogen Avram says that it's pretty close to Shalom, I think, a person should try to be Mechaber Yom Lailo with Nizay Torah, because there's a Din Vahagif for Yom Lailo, you have to learn a little bit Nizay, a little bit Lamaid, so that's difficult, people have to work for a living, so if you learn, if you got Nizay before the Shkia, and you start the Shir right before the Shkia, and you learn a little bit, some have to say, but Mechabim, he learned a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Lav, so he ate it. The Yeshiva one place points out that that Shalom that the Mogen Avraham quotes, and you should know that is based on a Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says on the topic when they built the Mishkan, so it says, Pesach al Mai Teshu Yom Bavailo Shiva Rosh Yomim. Yeah, so the Yerushalmi has Mishkolim, I think, from Achloikim. How can it be? Pesach al Mai Teshu Yom Bavailo Shiva Rosh Yomim. What are we going to do for 7 days? So the Yerushalmi has one suggestion that they start from before Shkia to after Shkia. Pesach al Mai Teshu Yom Bavailo Shiva Rosh Yomim. A little bit of day, a little bit to be Mechati Yom Bavailo Shiva Rosh Yomim. That's it. So based on that, usually the Nitzit says in his Zira on the Shilton, that's probably with the Shaloh, that's the Seinfeld. The Magen Avraham quotes the first Magen Avraham, and Arachayim quotes to the Shaloh, the Seinfeld. You should have a Yom Balaylo, that's considered as if you learn the Asmada Meruba every day of the year, and each day was connected to the previous day, how he did even up there. Before Bachelor. Yeah, you're really supposed to take up all the Shabbos way before Shkia, because once it's already Shkia, so what do you mean Kabbal Shabbos? It's already Shabbos Bal Kocha. It's not Zayn HaShmash, so you should really finish Kabbal Shabbos way before. And then it's too early to Dab Meir as well. That's what they did in Litzvah Yeshivas, no? They used to say Kabbalah Shabbos, finish Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia, then this learns an hour. And then they would say, no. And then they would say, well, who might go 72 minutes? Yes,
we
stand on front. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. On the one hand, you have a member for Rav Chanina that it's a mile to repeat the tefillah many times. On the other hand, you have the member of Rav Yehoram that he recommends you better not look for trouble. If you're going to repeat the tefillah so many times, you're going to be frustrated if the tefillah will not be accepted. So don't look for trouble. Don't look for trouble. You're going to have a lot of heartache if it doesn't turn out well. So how can it be a contradiction? Opposite Jesus and Lord is like Kasha, no contradiction. Talking about two different things. Or the Marach of Ayin Bo, or the Marach of Ayin Bo. Rabbi Chanina says you should be marked with tefillah, but you shouldn't bank on it, you shouldn't assume that your tefillah will be answered and it's positive just because you daven 100 times, just because you have committed to it. And the second one, Rabbi Yechanan says, call him marked with tefillah, and my ayin bo means, if he daven so much, and he assumes that because he daven so much, that's what the Rabbi Shalom is going to have to grant his request. So that's what he says, that's not proper, you shouldn't be my ayin bo. That's what Tosfos points out. This is the thing that says, call him out with tefillah to my inbo. He sees in his Gemara that il tefillah love mal yusidin. It's a negative thing. And then there are other Gemara that says the fairy. He said, I'm trying to make a fairy. Same word, I'm not sure I can't come to it. Il tefillah. It's a marvelous, a wonderful thing. That comes over here and says the il tefillah is a negative thing. The Tosfos says it's two different, the word il tefillah means two different things. Il tefillah means that you're machad and you're machad and you're machad and that's the way it should be. You should have the il tefillah. That's a positive thing. But our Gemara means the Tfilah
He's banking on the fact that he davened with such kavanah. He holds it such a tzaddik that he really deserves that his prayer should be answered. So that is, tefillah is a negative thing. That's not a problem.
Not to do you like that. Yaakov said that he would do the negative rather than his tefillah. Because he gave it to him, and she said to him, how people should make the Shabbat for a kollel, unless they give money, not just that the congregation prays for
it. That's what Rav Henkin has. Rav Henkin got a lot of work like that. Rav Soloveitchik used to say like that, that the practice that you say, the same as Shabbat will say, Babusha is talking about Babusha praying with Baruch HaYisrael. So you feel the Baruch HaYisrael has to grant my request because I doubt it. What do you mean she grant my request because I doubt it? So that's what they write, that's what they're thinking about Rav Soloveitchik. You say that that's not proper. You should say, Babushi knows him sucker. You want to give sucker. So that's what it matters. He said, if you give sucker, Babushi is even a, I read the Tarigam. That's the opinion. But to be misfollowed and to say the prayer should be answered because of the fact that we misfollowed, that's exactly a violation of the MC.
We can be good at it now. You can be
No, the problem was that the second Landomer, the second member of Yechman said the word Ma'ayim Bo. The first one said Amara. The second one said Amara for Ma'ayim Bo. The one that was no good said Ma'ayim Bo. So that's why Tesis is forced into saying that Ma'ayim Bo is a negative. Is a negative factor. I remember once the Rav davened in a minyan in Yeshiva many years ago. He davened in a certain minyan, and the Gabbai was so excited that the Rav was there. He gave him an aliyah, gave him a lady, and then he made him a shabera. So the Rav didn't want him in a shabera. So he took a letter to give Rav, and then he paid him a shabera to his wife. So the Rav said, no, more money shabera. So he made it. So when he made the shabera, he was stuck. So he made more money. Then he paid him a shabera for the Rav. Every time the Gabbai said another shabera, Rav Soloveitchik said more money, and he said no. Because he thought that it wasn't proper, he thought it wasn't proper to say Mishadera without saying money. He said, you suck, I'm not about Misha Yishnibini. Now the Gemara tells you what it means, Hamar Tzilos. Hamar Tzilos means he repeats the Tzilos many times. Omar HaKamah Rav Chanin, in Roa Hodrusha, his father, Balei Nehmeh, if he dies and his prayers are not answered, he should repeat the Tzilos many times. Yachtei Yisrael Shinema, Kaveh Al Hashem, Chazak, Yamei Tzudeh, Chazik, Kaveh Al Hashem again. The second time, Kaveh Al Hashem means, Ravita HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and hope unto him that he will answer you. And even if the prayers are not answered, don't give up, repeat it again. And that's the next memory. So now I've gone on the Dreisa, Achor, Tzvichim Chizik, there are four Yonim, that a person should repeat. Chizik means that if it doesn't go the first time, Rashi writes, here's the Chizuk. Let's see the first Rashi there. Kaveh. Kaveh al Hashem. Rashi writes, Kaveh b'his chazek. V'lotim shach yotcha. Don't refrain. Don't stop. Yada chazor b'kaveh. Do it again. Kaveh al Hashem chazak v'yamek libecha b'kaveh al Hashem. Do it again. So that l'chare chazak v'yamek libecha means to repeat it. Abod Ram Tzich M'chizuk. Chizuk is awesome to repeat it. She is Kazek Lot Abraham Tamid, Bechol Kochoi. Tamid, he should repeat it again. He should try to do it Bechol Kochoi, but he should repeat it again. Tzich Mechizik means he should do it Bechol Kochoi, but also he should repeat it several times. The Elohim, what are the things that need repetition? So it says, Torah, Maishin Torah, Tzilo B'dar Acheres. What does it mean, Torah? A person, let's say, finish Gan Shal.
Now you can retire.
You start all over again. And that's the meaning that when you finish a Mishnah, you start by the way the next one. You finish a Torah, you start the next Torah. And we finish Kriyas HaTorah, you say Chazak, you finish in the morning, then you start Bereshit, comes in HaTorah, you start Shabbat HaTorah, you start the next Chumash. That's what the Rav says, that's based on the Gemara. It says in Shulchan Aruch, when you finish the preparation, Shemot, etc., so the Ramah says, you say, Chazak, Chazak, and it's Chazak. Why is it based on the Gemara? Because Abba Adam is the Chizuk, and the Chizuk means to repeat. So that's why we say, Chazak, Chazak, when we complete the paper, we say, Chazak, Chazak, and it's Chazak, because the Beitar is the Chizuk. Tzilo also means the person finished davening, he should repeat again, Tzilo. The more ones that are all up from certain territories, I'm saying, you know, Minayim, Shinema. Rak Chazak, the Amat Nio, this the bracha that Yeshua Benon was given, the Tzilo that he was given. Chazak, the Amat Nio, Lishmor, Ma'asoyz, Kechol HaTorah. when he chazak b'teira, ve'emad te'maitim teira. So you see that you need chizuk on both on teira and on maitim teira. The person shouldn't think that once he works out his midas, and once he works out his system, doesn't have to, it doesn't have to try to improve it. She has to continue to work at it. Tzilo also. Tzilo the person should repeat the tzilo. Minan shenam kaveh l'Hashem chazak yamitzi becho. Yikaveh l'Hashem. I remember the Rav explained in Minik to say Adon Olam at the end of the davening. So he said because, and the Yankish is sure it makes sense. He says, Bechad Mishpat davening, he says Adon Olam first, no? Then he says Adon Tzimus Yadayim. Then he says the Bechad Hashem. He says, since the tzilo begins with Adon Olam, when you finish davening, Shem Gendik, so you can take off the Tzimus Yadayim. So he said, the Minik is, and he says Adon Olam again to show we're ready to start all over again. That's chizuk. Like you say, chazak, chazak, and chazak, and you finish a paper, and then you start, or you finish a mesichta, and you start right away the next paper, the next mesichta. So this also, you say, Adon Olam at the end, to demonstrate is this kiilu, you want to start davening again. You say, it doesn't understand why you say yigzal at the end. So that didn't make any sense to him. Or it doesn't understand why people say Adon Olam after Myra. That shouldn't, because after Shachas, you understand. Say Adon Olam, because then you're starting again from the beginning, where everything began. They said, tomorrow, on Friday night, you sign tomorrow, please. Okay. Same idea.
But you say,
Yigdal.
No.
You don't say it.
No.
What is such a name? Could be. I said that we're preparing ourselves today to dance tomorrow.
But
the minute is to be Marach Nagalolam. It's slow and niggin. That's indicated that this is mm-hmm. What is Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz means etc. What does it mean, Derech Eretz? Rashi says, Im Umanu Liyum Nasoi. Whatever he's doing, he shouldn't assume that it's going to happen by itself. He has to work on it and repeat and to try to keep on working on it. That's called Darach. This is Abba Dorm Tzimuchim. Like more than I got it. But time between us about me, Hashem, Hashem, Shteichon, and you take the Gemara, I'm a Zubah, I'm a Shkuch, isn't it just the same thing in different words? After the Chut Marit, they complain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgotten us. Why is it written twice? I'm a Shlokish. The repetition means the problem. How much message tell us now HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bani Shalom. Other message, Yishal Yishtai. I'll just be sure to let him in the voice of his first wife, and he marries a different wife. That he totally forgets about the first wife, he's still going to remember a little bit from the first wife. Zeichem Ha'isar Rishon, he'll still remember a little bit even when you have the second wife. After all, Rabbanu Shalom, he destroyed the Beit HaMikdash like he gave us a gift and he forgot totally all about us, nothing. Hazachtani, Shechtani, and Gansan Targesen, like we're in Golas and we're suffering. Mr. Rabbanu Shalom has forgotten that he ever had any relationship with the Klal Yisrael, ever? Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you talking about? Piti, Klal Yisrael, he says, I created such a big world with all of the constellations, and I did this for all of Galata Barakiva, Kol Mazma Mazma Baratilo, Shloshim Chiba, Kol Chiba Chiba, how many stars there are Baratilo, Shloshim Ligyam, Kol Ligyam, Ligyam Baratilo, Shloshim Rahatim, Kol Rahatim, so many troops. It's a marshal from army, so many battalions, so many troops. And the same with so many stars in the sky, Kol Rahatim, Rahatim, Baratilo, Shloshim Kartan, every Kartan has Baratilo, Shloshim Gistra, every Gistra has Felicilay, 365, Alfie Rebay, Krakoven, telephone number, 6, number, 7, stars, the Arashi, created such a Kudam Madarati, and the Shnucha, because of collaboration, the Shnucha, the Shnucha, the Shnucha, the Kim, everything was created, the Shnucha, the Shnucha, the. And you're telling me, as Aftani, Shkachtani, what are you talking about? Kishkachi, Shulam, Mirachim, Dead Mitzah. Does a mother ever forget her child? And he, Kamele Tishkachna, mother would, even if it would happen that a mother would forget, Vanechi lo Yashkachecha, because he says, I never forget the Nisot. I'm punishing for the Nisot. It's not that I forgot the Nisot, I'm punishing them. He has a husband.
The Gemara has such a similar agarite, this idea, there's such a similar agarite in the Gemara in Chagigah. The Gemara says that there was a debate between one of the Amoraim and Mishumet, one of the Christians. So he was debating in sign language in front of the king, the Gemara says. So the Christian was debating, he turned his back to the Amora and he walked away. And then the Amora went like this, as if he's waving to him. So the Melech was watching the whole debate and he didn't understand what they were talking about. So he asked the God, he asked the Christian, what was it all about? So the Christian said, I was demonstrating, based on the Pasuk in Navi, that the Baruch Hu said in the Navi that he turned his back to God while he was walking away, has nothing to do with it. He rejected Jewish people. And now the Christians are the real Jews. The Jews are always Amanitra. And then the Melech asked the Goy, and what did he go like this? I don't know what he was talking about. So the Melech asked the Yid, and he asked the Yid, what did he say what you can see? He says, I understood quite well what he said. He means that the Baruch Hu turned his back on us. We're no longer the Amanitcha, that's what the Christians say. And what did you say? Oh, you're in the Tuyo, the Baruch Hu hasn't turned back, he's punishing us. There is a Hashgacha process, that's what this Gemara says. God is so complaining. Well, you forgot about us. As a punish Chachorim, more so than the husband forgets from Gansin. A husband doesn't even forget the first wife, he remembers a little bit. And over here, you forgot it, the Baruch Hu, what do you mean? I'll never forget you, never, I'm punishing you. There's a special Hashgacha process. He remembers, he doesn't forget. That was a debate between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Shlom. The Klal Yisrael said, you forgot the Rabban Shlom, said, what are you talking about? Hasishkach Isha Uma. Shlash B'shad Uma means a little baby. Yerachem Ben Bitno. So the Gemara has a drasha, another level of interpretation. Instead of saying that Uma means a baby, Uma is Marishoku. Uma is Mirashim Karben Oila. So the Rabban Shlom says, Klum Eshkach Oila Eilam and Pitri Rechamish Yikrat Elotona Ban Nitar. What do you mean? I'll never forget the Korbanos, Avos Lulusayach, the Korbanos, the Shvarech Olofes, and the Midbar when there was such a great Chibur, I'll never forget that. The David, even after the Chud Meis HaMikdash, he has not rejected the Klal Yisrael. The Omer Lepanos, the Klal Yisrael says, you mean you remember everything? That's terrible. What was the history you had to remember? What's going to do with the Chet HaEgel? You have to bring out the Chet HaEgel. The Omer Lepanos, Rebbeinu Shalom. How do you know what they say? Oh, then she could listen and keep it great. That's what you say, you never forget. You mean you can never forget. You shovel a fish cut with my ego, so you never better forgive and forget the chet ego. Oh, my Lord, the Bashem says, no, the chet ego he will. Gam eile tishkachna. Eile means eile la echa yisrael. Gam eile tishkachna. The Bashem shot me thought to him, even if a tishkachi shol udom yirachem baby son, gam eile tishkachna, yon api, lo yashkach, it means even if a mother will forget her child, which is absolutely abnormal, but the Bashem shall never forget for yisrael. The Bashem shot gam eile tishkachna, even if it's I'm all gemolt in the history of the world. Once in a while you have abnormal mothers who said, who don't have Rachman and their children. But the Rebbeinu will never forget. So Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. But there'll come a time that will be wiped off. That will be forgotten. That's what the drush is. Gamele tishkachna, the chet of Eilal episode will be forgotten. I'm looking at the Rebbeinu on holy Yeshitchol of Nekis. In other words, some parts of history are blocked out. They don't say, what's the discourse of Kabbalah Pater? So we may not have this course we ever heard of, so we'll see enough, that course will be wiped out. Shema Tishkach Limayt and Sina, maybe it will see enough. As the years go on, maybe the course of Kabbalah Sater will be forgotten. Our mother of Banishon says that will never be forgotten. We all know, see, Vayesh Rachet, Anodhi Hashem Rokecho, that will never be forgotten. So Haimu, Dama, Blas, and Adoshia, that's the Drosha that several Amor right now. Maidik said, Kamel, Tishkachno, Zem, Maite, Ego. That is the Zeyla, and Havri, Sobe. Maite, Vayash, Kache, Zem, Maite, Sina. What does it mean? That's the Rona Mahoshia. What does it mean? Well, the Banishon has selected memory. He's trying to he's going to remember this, and he's going to forget that. So the Rona Mahoshia, I think, roughly say the same thing. That sometimes, let's say, when we have relationships with other people, the parents with the children, the brothers and sisters, whatever chaver. So there are avos that they do to each other, and there are good things, chasadim, and good things that they do. Let's say you have a relationship with a city. We live in New York City, we live in America. You have a practice with Eretz Yisrael. So that mindless America is joining. You think about Eretz Yisrael, the wonderful mindless of the Jews who stayed there after the Second World War, and all the Russians are going there, Kastola, but there's terrible things going on. They have a demonstration tomorrow, I down to the people this morning, the Bir Yoinim, a demonstration against the Bir Yoinim, what the Kemal is given from the history of the world.
there are terrible things going on there also. So what should be our attitude in America? A wonderful country, but there's a lot of anti-Semitism, there's a lot of freedom, opportunity, a lot of things at the same time. So a lot of people have this love-hate relationship towards everything and everybody in the world. But they don't have a clear position on anything to their parents and to their brothers and sisters and to their friends and to their children. Everything is at this mixed emotion. Everything's good with you, but love and hate together. But it's hard to live like that. A person has to make up his mind. Is this a friend of mine, or is this an enemy? Is this, let's say, New York City? Is it good for the Jews, is it bad for the Jews? United States. Eretz Yisrael, is it good, is it bad? So it may have on Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, that's good for the Jews. There are a couple of terrible things. Okay, so we have to work on it. But you can't have a sinner, because if you can't have the sinner, it should be the cause of everything. And let's say, America is a wonderful country, and we're aware of opportunity. New York City, wonderful city, all these issues. But still, it's not Eretz Yisrael. We have to make up our mind that this, we don't belong here, we do belong over there. We have to have, I remember Thomas Hoffman was once sizing up the Rabbeim in his yeshiva. They had several Russian yeshivas, and he said, sometimes you have an Orem God who has the strength, sometimes you have an Orem Toshet who has the great mind. So he said, you can't confuse the two. He was sizing up, he thought, see, on his side, he thought that this Russian yeshiva was an Orem God who has the strength, and the other Rosh Yeshiva and his yeshiva was Adam Bain, and you had certain minds, but there's two different things. Like us, we have to make up our minds. How do you make up your mind? You have to know, what is the Iker? Well, what is the Iker over here? So we know that the Iker is that we have a shaykhus with Eretz Yisrael. We have no shaykhus with good floors. Temporarily we're here. We should try to get rid of the temporary situation as fast as possible. Our parents, with children, with brothers and sisters, have Eretz, you have to make up your mind. These are people who basically did Eretz Yisrael. Once in a while we think that they babbled up. So we have to forget the husband and the wife. We don't always have shalom bayis. They have problems sometimes. So we shouldn't always have such a love-hate relationship. We should basically love each other and try to forget the terrible things. This is what the Gemara says. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows that Klal Yisrael basically loved him. And the Iker by us was the Kabbalah Sater. And that the Chet HaEgel was an aberration. That was on Mos Mezach. In fact, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, the first parak, the Holy Soul should go to the room like some Mike. It didn't make sense to Derech HaTeva. They probably saw us to see the Esther Makas, the Queen of Yamsus. With everything, they should sin with the Chet HaEgel. After Mayim HaFinu, they should sin. Only they said it with Chet HaEgel. Derech HaTeva didn't make any sense. No, God. But his brother wanted the Horus Tshuva around him. He caused the Mayim HaFinu to sin with the Chet HaEgel in order to teach us the lesson of Tshuva. That even if everybody thinks that the Chet HaEgel is still possible later on to do Tshuva, the whole cloud does the Avodah Zarah, and still chapter 11, it wasn't really our fault. So that's what the Gemara says, Havarik HaMeilet Tishkachna, the Eila Lehachis fall down as an aberration. That's not normal. We have to keep our perspective straight. We have to know which is the nature. The Kabbalah Tathara that we wanted, that wasn't, they didn't pull the wool over our eyes, we knew what we were getting into, we were preparing for 7 weeks, and counting Sfira with excitement, with happiness and joy, and we were happy about the Kabbalah Tathara. So that part of the history of the Jewish people will always be remembered. Anarchi Layashkoche, and the Eila will be Tishkachna. These are two different things. That's the Mori in Avodah Zarah that we just mentioned. And I'm sure it's probably because what happened to be that the Chet HaEgel wasn't the Rasmus, as the Pasuk says that those who worship Avodah Zarah were punished. So obviously, if you have it's a clear culture for sin, how can it be punished? But the Masha and the Chedush HaGod and the beginning of Avodah Zarah discusses it. It's not such very terrible, it's a problem. But the Gemara has a lot of times like that. Still can have one that we have in today's surgery. In Parshas Vayigas, we read the way the brothers finally found out that this was Yosef, so they felt terrible. They had soldiers, they had Baals, and so he tells them, Atem chashavtem lelo, lekim chashav ha-letoyva. So what does that mean? This is just the history of the world. A lot of times people think that they're exercising the Chira Chashit, and they did something with the motivations, letoyva lelo, whatever, they wanted to bring about a certain result, and really they thought it was just an illusion. They thought that they were exercising Chira Chashit, and they really weren't, but his mother suspended their Chira Chashit, and he caused them to act in a certain way. Now they, maybe their motive, their intentions, he didn't have to suspend the Chira Chashit regarding their intention. Their intention here to Ba'avo Yosef, but the mice of the ceremony Yosef, that their Chira Chashit was suspended. They had no Chira on that. HaKadosh Baruch 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 HaK
Some portions say Hashem in the Lashon Cheshit. The Lashon has his Cheshit, where he's running his world. The Sechalim Allah does. The Pasuk says in Mishlei like that. That Leib Melech Yad Hashem, Talgi Mayim, Leib Melech Yad Hashem Kol HaShayachas Yatenu. The Pasuk says it's just like if you have a stream of water.
You
can have a stream. So you can put your hand in the stream of water like this. So too, after the Zohar verse, he controls the hearts of the king. Very simply, Leib Melech Yad Hashem, Yad Hashem, it's just people who are in big positions who make decisions that are negated to millions of people, the President of the United States and whatever, the Prime Minister of Israel, so whatever decisions they make, it's not really that they're exercising their Kriya Chavshah HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls their hearts and their minds. It doesn't, maybe he doesn't control their hearts, it's about what intentions they have, like the Shvatim. They wanted to Ba'avu Yosef. The Chavshah didn't have to control their Kriya as far as their Rukun. Was their motivation, what kavana they had, but what actions they did, he did control. I was thinking Hashem and Rav Shlom caused this to happen because he wanted the Michya Shlachami. You should always keep that in mind, that Rav Shlom is still running his world. Even though there are people who think that they run Hashem.